Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show. This is the Rise Guys, Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
I mean, I just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318.
241-431-8.
We're actually going to get Jadakiss to do a new version of that.
We are.
Just to see how people like that. Why that was the first one that came out of my mouth.
Switch
no
it up a
idea.
Bit.
Do you want the entire locks or just Jadakiss?
Just Jade.
You might be able to book him.
Yeah, man, even after that. Again, it's that thing where if you say, yeah, I wore this new top to work today, and everybody's just looking at it weird, and I thought it was nice. And then whoever you're saying that to is going to be like, you know, it's nice. I mean, don't listen to them because they're not going to pile on. And I think the positive that came in when we were like, hey, what do you think about the new Jelly Roll song that we've got put together?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not that bad, guys. I don't mind it.
I don't hate it.
That's the one. I don't hate it. Mm-hmm. I don't hate it.
You don't like it either. Guys.
Not my favorite.
So, you win, and that's fine. You being you. You.
You. You want to get the heat out of the way?
The heat.
Yeah. You said me and you. I'm trying to think.
No, that's something separate.
Oh.
I think whoever this is directed at could be, you know, if you're taking this positive criticism. I think they should, you know. That's the best way to look at it.
Is this constructive criticism then?
I would take it that way.
Yeah.
The fact that you're positioning it that way makes me think it's about somebody.
Nah. It's not about anybody.
Okay.
It's not about anybody?
Yeah, it is. But I said it was already. That was the hint.
You're like Dr. Seuss right now or something.
I'm not.
You're talking out of in circles.
I didn't want to answer the same question twice.
Right.
That's what it was.
864-241-4318.
Matt Mann, quit saying hand on the Bible or I swear to God. Nobody thinks you're lying about anything when you tell a story. I mean, you say that over anything. It doesn't matter. It doesn't even have to be unbelievable. And you say that. Quit saying that, motherfucker.
Wow.
He had to drop one at the end just because it's an FF line. Now, I've said that to you before as well, years ago.
And I've admitted that.
That, like, man, everybody, like, nobody thinks you're lying.
I've admitted that.
Yeah.
And I've said where that, I feel like, because you don't understand. When you realize those self-realization moments of things you do or whatever, that maybe people have brought to your attention, but when you realize it, you try to backtrack it, like, where does this come from? And it goes back to that time when I was outside at church. It was a Wednesday night service. I still to this day don't know what happened. But the old house across the street, I saw smoke coming out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, Lord, it's a fire. And really, I was like, that house is on fire because I saw smoke billowing out of it. So I go in and I tell the guy who ran the sound system. I said, I think the house is on fire across the street. So he goes walking out there. And then, like, you know, like a disease starts spreading around the church. It's like, hey, there's a house on fire. And everybody from the church goes out and stands on that big, huge back porch at Poe Baptist Church, and nothing was going on. And I remember everybody slowly and turning, like a movie, slowly
they all slowly turn, look at young Matt Man.
What? Like, you're lying in church? Is this a prank? I'm like, I swear to God. And then here he goes. I really backtrack that and think that's what it came from.
If this boy ain't screwing the salt and pepper shakers in the fellowship hall, he's lying about fires.
Yep. Yeah. That, and also when I say some of these stories to y'all, some of you do have the look on your face like you don't believe it.
Kind of like they thought you were crying.
No, I was talking about you.
Crying wolf.
No, not wolf.
Wolf. He's the biggest doubt.
I'm wolf.
You know what? I do appreciate the constructive. The one that actually hit me again yesterday that somebody said, hey, remember that guy said that on the radio? Is calling women honey or sweetie. I don't care what you think about that. I still do it. In my heart, it's a...
objectification.
It's a... well, that's on them. I say it with endearment and appreciation and being a gentleman. And if, you know... If that's what you get mad about, me being sweet to you or nice or whatever, complimentary, then all right.
That's how I mean it when I smack waitresses on
the
ass.
No, it's not even close. It's not even close.
You don't think it's...
You get mad if a woman calls you sugar or... There's a certain restaurant I go to. She always... And she doesn't just say it to me. She says it to a lot of them. Sugar, honey, sweetie. Like, it's not even a, oh, I want to get a bigger tip. It's just how she talks.
Mm-hmm. I don't get mad about it, but, you know.
I don't care.
I'm not used to women trying to, like, hit on
the objective. But it was a guy who said it. No woman.
You're not.
I mean, many have thought it, perhaps, but no woman has ever really said that to me. You know, you say that a lot. You say honey and sweetie.
You say baby doll a lot.
Baby doll, yeah. That's another one. I don't know. Big fan of Nicola. Of you know, baby doll from wrestling. Mm-hmm.
I believe we had a mail sack earlier in the week to where a guy couldn't decide where to go eat birthday dinner.
Oh, God.
We did.
Well,
one of the lamest emails we got.
Mm-hmm. Here's how you decide.
Because I didn't have an answer to it. I don't have any.
This guy's going to decide for you. And this makes perfect sense.
Okay.
This is how everybody should do it.
This is for that feller that wrote in and said that all their family wants to do is go to a damn Olive Garden for their birthday. How about this for you, family? Whoever's f***ing birthday it is, picks where the f*** they want to eat at. Y'all ever thought of that? Asking whose birthday it is, where they actually want to f***ing eat? God, y'all some dumbass.
You have good family around you because... In,
hilarious.
Seriously.
In, somebody would raise an issue.
Yes. Oh, I can't go there.
I don't have nothing I like. That's too far. Why we got to go over that's close to your house this to mine?
The cream corn's too salty. Yeah. That was a bone of contention with my daddy. Just meeting three that he loved to go to. And, hey, baby, it's like too much salt, which is strange.
Must have been a lot of salt.
Well, it was, you know, the cream corn meeting three place, so mm-hmm. they already put the salt in there.
Yeah.
It was a good bit.
Did they ever let you get anything from somewhere else and bring with you? You know, some parents do that.
Like I think they're cool with that now. I've seen it, especially if it's kids or somebody uh-huh. who needs, like, gluten-free or whatever.
Oh, yeah, something like that. It is an intolerance to
buns. I know movie theaters are fine with it. We took a little Caesars in that day. just to see if they'd say anything. They didn't. We didn't put it on the internet or nothing.
It's probably a fancy pepperoni.
You didn't throw that, did you?
Oh, the pizza? No, it was. Oh, you're talking about the one time Fat Boy and I were in there. What did I get mad about in that?
Because you got a sandwich that you did not want mayonnaise on, and guess what?
It went flying.
I assumed it was mayonnaise. There was a lot of it, whatever yeah. it was. You just chucked it across the screen.
Well, I know it did not hit the screen. I crossed
like
the,
it crossed it.
The theater.
Yeah,
but I did go pick it up afterwards. He's not admitting it, but I did. I'm not going to STG or hand on the Bible.
I believe you.
You haven't.
Breaking the habit. I want to take a break here.
You want to take a break right now?
Probably should.
Okay.
We got a little redneck story time for you coming up.
Yay.
Bye-bye.
And this guy got a bill from his doctor that this whole story sucks. You're really going to feel for this guy when you hear it. Man, you shouldn't get billed for that. He ain't happy about it.
It is crazy. Mm. I went yesterday, and I'm sitting in the waiting room, and I'm hearing some of the conversations going on, and I was like, good gracious. Like, if your copay, I think, was, they said $25 and then goes to $65, mm-hmm. and you're on a fixed income, like, that's
a lot.
That's a big damn deal.
At least you got a doctor.
That's true.
Me and somebody I work with had to quit ours.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh, y'all. What?
We had the same doctor.
Yeah, our insurance didn't cover it.
Our insurance don't cover them anymore.
Oh, really?
So we're in limbo.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, stay healthy. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. Which part will we get to next?
Yeah, all that I said.
Oh, all that you said. Okay, good. So rise, guys. Morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
I got saddle rash. Walmart. God almighty, man. I dare one of you to call the FOF line and complain about this.
Well, somebody will.
I'm baiting them. 864-241-4318. Hot times, baby. All right, we're going to get all these in. The FOF line. Jelly roll free. Will we delete that song from the system and never, like, obviously it's of no use. Like, is it a deletion completely? Because if it is, I want to do a ceremony on Monday.
We can do that.
And get Matt Hardy in here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll delete it.
He's available.
All right, 864-241-4318.
This guy had a weird situation with a doctor. I'm just going to let him explain it to you. He can explain it better than me. But you understand why he's mad when you hear what he's got to say.
It's the FOF line. Mm.
I want to give a big f*** you to medical care people. F*** you. I went into the hospital because I had a seizure, and they sent some quack neurologist on a robot into my room, like a video teleconference or whatever. And this motherfucker ends up sending me a bill for $580. Mm-hmm. Like, what the f***? That's bullshit. F*** you. Like, he asked me four questions and then just hung up. And that's $500? F*** off, man.
Yep.
That is...
highway robbery.
A robot doctor.
So it's a Zoom call.
Pretty much.
That's about how it goes.
That's why they offer us that one service that I used once. I'm like, this ain't really...
$20.
But I felt like I didn't get like,
you need
the proper
to get that
treatment.
Loogie out of your throat.
It's allergies.
What?
It's allergies. Oh. It comes and goes. Excuse me.
I thought you needed like a hock one.
No.
Phil, it's a judgment-free zone. I do it all the time.
I don't have any loogies.
Okay. Got a pants full of Mario's.
What's worse than ants in your pants?
Ants
in your
truck.
Your pants.
What about?
That's, I mean, that's, but, you know, I'm thinking about this in a odd way, but if you have some numb, soulless physician, and they're out there.
Yeah, they are.
Walk in there in a physical body and do the same thing. I'm not taking up for them, but if you think about it in that way, the real
BS is that that's the fee for that.
Yeah, I take issue with it, but how it goes that it's $500, $600 almost.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that equates to, I mean, you know the way. They have to. A lot of people need health care, but they book a bunch at once, and they can give, you know. Yeah. You'll see four or five people, but the actual doctor, you know. A commercial break of your favorite TV show is the time spent.
I'm sure their malpractice insurance premiums have doubled. Because everything else in insurance has doubled.
All aspects of it.
Yeah, everything has doubled. If it's insurance, it has doubled.
I'll give you a prime example, just very quick. I had the opportunity to stable another animal for somebody that was going to pay a very nice fee. And the insurance to add that, because we don't own the animal, was going to be $75 more than what you would make on it.
Mm-hmm.
Not worth it.
Yeah. I mean, and the reason they were doing it is because they live in an area that's not zoned for it, and they would get fined for having it there.
Yeah.
Even though they have the land for it, it's not zoned for it. Because it, apparently it's like some farmland HOA, which is absurd.
Yes.
That sucks all the way around.
Yeah.
Every part of that
but
sucks.
But it's when I say farm, it's you know how the sheep,
I own this land, but I'm not allowed to put a horse on it?
The farmhouse decor kind of style. It's not real farm.
Yeah.
Because real farms don't stay that clean. I mean, they don't. It's impossible.
Not possible at all.
It's something in the air. I don't know.
I've seen people having a hard time paying their stable fees, too, on Facebook.
Because they're probably going up because the insurers.
Insurance has doubled.
It all goes back to that. Sadly.
Well,
let's do away with insurance and no.
When are they going to make them legally say, like, hey, you have to cover it and you're going to, you know, it's going to hurt your profit margin, but that's just how it is.
Man, they haven't yet made them legally say, like, how they set the rates.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
They can do whatever the hell they want and you have to pay it.
My personal insurance went up $50 a month.
Yeah.
I got three cars and
well, you keep telling everybody you weigh 365 pounds.
Like, well, it's not life.
Let the cat out of the bag.
Are you talking about auto insurance?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
My God.
And I was told inflation. What
does drive sharing add?
Yeah, I got a beacon in my car. I was supposed to get a discount.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I thought it would go up. It would be more expensive. And I didn't know if it's even something you had to let them know.
Because you're putting more miles on your vehicle?
Well, not that, but you're commercially on the road.
Yeah.
I don't know if that has anything to do with it. Now I got to do it, Paige. You're giving me your sinus issues.
That was the worst answer.
That was a lame issue. Answer.
What about a guy who says, I'm going to take my lunch when I take my damn lunch? And that's how it is.
Okay.
Why does everybody have to eat at 12 noon? What if you ain't hungry yet? Or are you already hungry?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't. 864-241-4318.
I'm going to take my lunch when I take my lunch. You going to call me and tell me, what are you doing taking my lunch at 9:30? Yes. And then you're going to have the audacity to tell me, oh, eat on the road. You get to take a 30-minute lunch. I get to take a 30-minute lunch. If they going to take it out of my check, guess what? I'm going to sit there for 30 minutes. I don't work for free, mother.
Every single call today has ended with an MF.
It has. That's the way.
It's not even May yet.
That lady is 100% in the right.
Mother Blanker Friday.
You ain't giving up your lunch break to make their day better. No, you still get your lunch.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you work in a, let's not even say factory. If you work in a building where you have to leave a area to then go to the break room or your car or the common area, whatever.
Yes.
And there is a walk in between that. And it's almost a third of your 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
That's bull S.
Yeah. You're not getting.
I think 30 minutes alone is stupid.
I think a lot of these people who work in these factories where they really can't leave the grounds on their lunch break, they ought to be getting paid through lunch.
Well, we got a Burger King car straight.
Yeah. If you can't leave the facility, you can't leave the grounds during lunch, you ought to be getting paid during lunch.
30 minutes after you, especially those that are working the 10-hour days.
Yeah.
I mean, 30 minutes?
Get them a nice vending machine with the sandwiches.
$2.15 and $1.30.
It's not even if they want to bring their own food, but like, eating, you want to sit there and rest for a second. I mean, you know what?
I thought she said 1:15 and 2:30. So I was like,
what? Well, she said she wanted to take lunch at 9:30.
Yeah.
What time did she get there?
That's
9 o'clock, probably.
You take your lunch.
I mean, breakfast at 4, okay. Ate lunch at 10:30. There's a long stretch in between lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
Well, if you're hungry.
Yeah.
Now, the one place kind of locked me out because they used to let you order early.
No, they don't.
Yep. Not anymore.
That's so dumb, too. It's stupid. So dumb. You know what's about to happen. It's going to go 10:29 and 10:30. Go ahead and drop them waffle fries. 864-241-4318.
This guy can't drive. And if you can't drive, you can't hang out with this crew.
It's going to be an MF on the end. Let's all listen intently.
Man, I started this new job yesterday, and we run side by sides with security. New little boy started with me, said, "Oh, I got experience on the side by side." And my captain, he'd been driving race cars his whole life, so he'd been ripping around showing us how to drive the side by side and really drive it. I drove it, the new female guard drove it, and then this little pecker wood got on there, thought he could drive it like me and the cap. The cap says, "Hey, this motherfucker's top heavy, be careful." We go around the curve, he hits a rut, and finds out that motherfucker's top heavy. He wasn't being careful. We end up on the roof. I'm suspended from seatbelt. Everybody's suspended from seatbelt. Everybody had seatbelt on, luckily. This dumb motherfucker done broke his leg. I guess that's karma for lying about knowing how to drive a damn side-by-side. And I ended up having to cut myself loose, get everybody out. Had to push the windshield out of the son of a bitch to get out. I'm all right, sore in my ribs, cap's all right. The passenger in the front seat got a hurt ankle. The driver broke his leg in about 18 places. After it was all said and done, and we'd got the side by side back up on its wheels, I looked over at Cap and I said, "Hey, Cap." He said, "Yeah." I said, "I believe that's some bitch lied on his application about being able to drive that side by side."
Wow. I love that guy.
That's a great, well-told story.
I love when people tell stories. I said, "Hey, Cap." He said, "What?" I said, "Well, I said this." And then he didn't end with the MF, but there were three in there. That's the new – Paige, do that poll in headlines.
You should.
What's your favorite cuss word?
That's everybody's favorite on the MF line.
Go
it
to
is.
Today. Yeah,
I wonder if the dude who broke his leg, you think he'll get workman's comp out of that?
It was in humpteen places.
Humpteen places, yeah.
It's just so crazy. I cut myself out. Kicked out the windshield.
See what a side-by-side is.
Push the windshield out to some bitch to get out.
You ever rode one of them that doesn't have a windshield? Boy, you will soon regret it.
Yeah, you'll eat bugs.
You'll catch them right in the face.
What is the side-by-side?
Yeah, I don't figure out what it is.
ATV? Well, ATVs?
Like a Polaris.
Where you sit side-by-side?
Okay. You ever rode without a windshield?
You'll eat bugs.
We'll take a break here.
She rode without a back shield.
Mm-hmm.
I might knock out her back window.
Yeah.
Back of the head.
Yeah. Man, I drove back from the beach one time with no back windshield in the rain with trash bags flapping for 200 miles. It sucked.
Did you get that brrr sound?
Yes.
Oh, that's the whole way. So bad. What are we going to hear next, Flobo?
Got P1 voice boxes on the way.
Oh, man.
He's got some thoughts for old Cheyenne from this past week.
The horse lady.
Horse lady. Boy.
The horse lady and whisper.
Something special about the P1 voice box.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, maybe?
He's deaf.
864.
Okay. I know that because he told me.
241-4318. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
And up to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Thank you. Has Big Brown been on the show yet? You mean Big Panther?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was in the 7 o'clock hour, which you can obtain by texting the word podcast to 72341. That's the TLCMotors.com text line.
Yes, it is.
I believe there's some rates involved with texting and things.
Standard message and data rates apply.
Standard, just the standard ones.
Don't text and drive.
Please, and thank you.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. The FOF line, the number to call if you're mad and upset, angry, agitated, whatever it may be, is 864-241-4318.
You got a cook who's pretty pissed at his boss because, well, he just lost about the only help he's going to get.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
The only help the cook's going to get?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he don't care about the boss.
Is this a cook or like a chef?
You know what?
It's like, funny you say that because, you know, we talk about all those, God, it affected us and wrestlers and a bunch of people. No-compete things.
Non-competes, yeah.
Non-competes. apparently, if you're like a big-time chef, that you all that applied to now, and
yeah.
That's gone with them.
Because people are bad about sniping chefs.
And there was a bit, like a apparently a big shakedown in downtown Greenville with something like that here recently.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, I want to hear more about that.
Restaurant gossip.
They try to get a Hardee's chef.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Five star?
Yes.
Michelin.
Firestone. 864-241-4318.
All right. So I work at a damn, I'm not going to say what type, a restaurant, but a restaurant that, I'll say it, I work at a breakfast joint, right? It's easy. It's breakfast food. It's eggs, bacon, grits, home fries, right? You don't need a whole lot of people to do it. So when my bosses and came and told me that we were going to get rid of a crucial part of that crew, the prep person, the guy who sets up all the stuff for us to be able to cook, I obviously had some reservations and told them that, hey, this is going to cause some problems. I don't back this. I don't co-sign this, but whatever. Y'all are the boss. You know, I'll do it. You the boss. The issue with it is today was our busiest day of the week, and all of these things that they've been changing up culminated into one show of a tornado, right? That could have been easily avoided if they had just listened. Man, y'all listen to your employees, right? Just because they're underlings don't mean they don't know shit, right? They're the ones back there. They're telling you, if something's not going to work, man, it ain't going to fucking work.
Yeah.
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 They know.
Listen to your employees.
You got to value that feedback.
They're the ones back there making that work. So yeah, they do know.
On the front lines, man. Last line of defense. First two.
Him describing everything that they make there made me really hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah. You should bring us some.
If he had said red eye gravy on that, oh boy.
I bet they got it.
I would have said MF at the end myself.
This one here.
What about this one, fat boy?
P1 voice box.
Okay.
P1 voice box used to call. I think last time he called was a couple years ago. But with his dictation software, it was always choppy.
Mm-hmm.
And it can never get on.
We also thought it was a bit at first.
We did.
Which I later regretted. Because with the technology then, it sounded like somebody was just messing around.
Mm-hmm.
But we've emailed back and forth, and then that's how he kind of gets the show is the scripts.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he's got a partial hearing situation
that's
going on.
That's part of the reason why I say text us, not Texas.
You know, I had a deaf cousin. His doorbell was connected to a light bulb. That's how you could tell somebody was there.
Okay.
My grandma had a strobe light go off in the corner of her room when you rang the doorbell. I mean, it did. It turned into like a disco segment when somebody came to the front door.
Here's P1 Voice Box. He's got an upgrade in the software, and he's got a comment on Cheyenne the horse girl.
Oh, boy.
Earlier.
Oh, Cheyenne was a wild one with the born and the farm.
Mm-hmm.
The born.
Born.
Loving the horses.
She might have rubbed him the wrong way.
This is the FOF line.
Guys, it's P1 Voice Box here, and I'm trying out my new type dictation software, seeing how I'm deaf and sh. I just can never get the setup right to call live, so I always have to leave a message. Anyway, this is in regards to Cheyenne from the other day. What I want to say is, I can't believe you had a horse f***er on your show. Are you serious? Hey, horse f***er, this message is for you. Quit calling the f***ing show talking about being weird with a horse. It ain't normal, brother. Talking about how you eat with the horse and braid his hair. Guess what, horse f***er? He doesn't know what's going on. You're probably weirding him out too. Let him eat his carrots and roughage in peace. I bet when you go to ride him, he's probably like, oh my god, here's this weird chick again trying to ride me around the grass and whatnot. You probably ride him butt naked too, don't lie. I guess she was funny, but the whole time I was like, chick, you need some friends. Friends that are human. I guess she isn't hurting anybody though, so it's cool. I'd love to meet the kid who rode horse f***er all over her barn, give him a trophy or something, a golden apple or some sh**. Anyway, love the show. Voice box out.
Voice box is awesome. That was a great call. Awesome. Well constructed.
That was so good.
That was great.
Dude, you have a you said what a lot of people were texting in, but you had the balls to call in and say it, you know,
kind relentless of, with the horse blinker too. Relentless with it.
Well, that's what the young nephew or whatever. Yeah. The troubled youth, she said, spray painted on the side of her born.
Troubled youth.
Yeah.
Somebody texted, I can't believe that software cusses. Well, yeah, if it didn't, it'd be a violation of his First Amendment rights.
Boom.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, it must. It means Elon's involved with it.
They gotta be.
It's not like with some of them you have to trick where you have to space it out a lot, put like an extra H in there.
That was good.
That was awesome. What could possibly top that? Ain't nothing better than that.
Well, I hope he's got another one.
This is, man.
Oh,
don't say anything.
Good. Okay.
Like if anything pops in your head, don't say anything, because if you do, I can't play it. We referenced something earlier in the week. There was a couple jobs me and Matt Mann were looking at way back in the day.
Way back when, okay.
We didn't get them.
Yeah.
We didn't do those jobs.
Pre-radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they were like, man, we almost worked here. We almost worked there. Uh-huh. Well, somebody who works at one of the places we mentioned calls in.
I know what you mean by that.
Okay.
All right.
So he gives a review.
Paige, you say the phone numbers. I may slip up and say it.
2414318
864-241-4318.
I'll do it. 864-241-4318.
What's up, guys? Fat Boy, Matt. I heard y'all say a couple of times talking about a certain company that you applied for in the past and was mad that you didn't get that job and seemed like a cool job to have. Hell f***ing no. That's the biggest motherfucking piece of shit to work for in all of f***ing county. 15 f***ing years of that son of a bitch treating me like shit. Absolute dog shit. That motherfucker accused me of stealing thousands of dollars from him. And then when they called the guy that actually was stealing the money, was that an apology? No. Want to ask him about, say, hey, what about the person you caught stealing that money and accused me of doing it? How about an apology? Hell f***ing no, there wasn't no f***ing apology. It was, I wasn't wrong. I was just incorrect. You. And then that motherfucker told me one time that I had no business being the f***ing father. But did I say something? Did I punch him in his stupid mouth? No. I smiled, gritted my teeth. But you know what? I finally got out of that son of a bitch's well house years later, and here I am. And I wish I had recorded the phone call when I told him I had quit, because that motherfucker was begging me to come back. Did I? Hell no. Nobody wants to work for him or do work for him. That guy.
Wow.
Whoa, okay, I'm going to turn my mic back on now.
Dude.
My gosh.
Can you imagine what the stress we could have went through?
Yeah.
I'm glad we got somewhere where there's no stress.
Yes.
Take our lucky start. I mean, yeah.
Count our blessings.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
At the time, it was like, boy, that's a dream job, you know.
You can mention anything of any type of whatever and pretty much get instant feedback.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Somebody going through a similar situation,
Similar. Or stuff you think, oh, I'm a whatever for feeling this way or whatever. Oh, man, there's a bunch of people that feel the same way. It's like, all right, that's fine to feel that way.
There always are.
Yeah. A
whole bunch of them.
Man, oh, man. That's wild. Yeah. That's that alternate timeline stuff where you're like, boy, back then, oh, wow.
You question it. Like, why am I not getting this?
I'm going to tell you, though, somebody, I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. They ever said something like that about, you don't deserve to be a father, whatever that comment
was.
That
is rude.
Boom. Like, go ahead and put the handcuffs on me now. Sorry.
Oh, you gotta hit him for
it. Unless it was like an old woman or a little kid or something.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. A little kid saying it?
Little kids are, man. Wait, come on now.
What are we talking about?
I'd beat up their mom or their dad. Not their mom, their dad. I'd beat up their dad. Their dad.
Oh, yeah. Their dad.
How dare you?
Sassy.
I've never seen somebody wink so fast.
Oh, sassy pants. Is that when they wink? All right. When you get mad and upset, that wasn't trying to, you know, troll you to call, really. I don't mean any of that stuff. That was just fun. 864-241-4318. And we're going to do news next, or are we going to take a break? I mean, we're going to take a break mm-hmm. either way.
Yeah.
What? I know there was a little switcheroo there. You want to do headlines next?
I mean, we can.
We can.
Okay. Paige, what are you working on?
Well, if your Perrier tastes like poo, you may be onto something. There may be a reason. We'll talk about that next in your Ice Guys headline.
Pooh-yay.
He's probably here to get that trademark, too.
Probably.
Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.